I think we have to start the Mishnah. I think that's where we got to yesterday. That's the Menalim, so I was told. Probably he misunderstood me when I told him to start at 1-2 dots. He started at the previous 2 dots. Okay. Worse things happened in Klal Yisrael. Hamemenes Be'ish, who mutaris mutar b'kreivitzav, he mutaris b'kreivav. We're starting at the Mishnah at the bottom, Kumchesim and Aleph. If somebody's mamayin in a man, a woman is dasmiyun, he's mutter to marry her relatives, and she's mutter to marry his relatives. It's not considered as if they were married, and now he's marrying an erva. It was a rabbinic marriage, and it was annulled by her miyun, and therefore we view it as a non-marriage, as far as the issur of marrying relatives. Because it would only be rabbinic at best. Didn't even make a rabbinic issur in that case. But like Paslam and Akuna, she's not a grusha. Marry a kayin. Nothing like get. What if a person divorces his wife who's a katana? Now that is going through the procedure of divorce. So therefore, it's a rabbinic divorcee who wants to be kreva sehav. Yes, or be kreva who paslum and akuna. Now here comes an interesting halacha, and we're going to be elaborating on the details of this halacha down the Gemara and the Amud Beis. And that is as follows. Nothing like get v'chzira. Reuven married this little girl, 8 years old, and at 9 he couldn't handle the fact that she was immature, so he divorced her. But then v'chzira, and then he missed her, so he took her back. He was allowed to remarry her. She's not a magzigrusha. You're allowed to be magzigrusha, so if she didn't marry anybody else. Umina boy, and then she did me and him. Okay, so this is what happened. Reuven married Rachel, divorced her, Tana, remarried her, and she did Mian. Okay? Benitis Lachar, and she married somebody else, which now, right, she was married to another man, Benitzar Melinis Garsha, and she became widowed or divorced. Can the first husband remarry her? If first, then you can look at it as Mount Zigrushasai. He had divorced her, she had married somebody else, and now it's coming back to him. But on the other hand, she remarried him and did miyun. So do we view her, how do we view her in this halacha of Magzu Grushasa? The halacha is Mutaris Lachzulai. She can go back to him because we view her as a woman who did miyun. The garrison is canceled by the fact that she remarried him and did miyun. So therefore, we look at that first garrison as if it didn't happen. And she can go back to her first husband. Bekiddush, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Rashi nothing against the Luvi Ktana. Harei Kishar Grushis Vasuris Bekreivav. Mutaris Lachzulai. Avagav. Dim Loyechzira Venisis Lachzira. Had he not taken her back. Venisis Lachzira Mitoich HaGerishin. And she had married somebody else after he had divorced her. Venisar Melasur Lachzira. That would be Mamzi Grushasai. And Lachzira Kiyachzira Minaboy. Asimian. Begali Allah the Ktanahi. The fact that she did miyun shows everybody this wasn't a real marriage, even though he did the get. But the bottom line is she did miyun afterwards, which shows that really this whole thing was not negayim. Ubatlu legita, it's mavato the get. But lehavi b'chazara shniyah k'magzu grushasa v'shinisus l'achar. So this is what happened. Reuven married Rachel, divorced her. She came back and she was mamayin. By being mamayin, she nullifies, quote-unquote, both marriages. And therefore, now, she was never married to Reuven. She married somebody else, gets widowed or divorced, she can go back to Reuven. It's not Magzu Grushasai. Grushasai was canceled by the subsequent meal. Dr. Mishnah Weiter.
She did a meal.
Reuven married Rachel. He divorced her half a year later. Back.
That.
Yes, it's a rabbinic divorce.
It's like
me. It's more than me. It's a divorce. She's a grusha. She's a kind of grusha. Rabbinic grusha. He can't marry relatives. She can't marry his relatives. She's possible in a kuno. Then he remarried her. It's me. Now she's not a grusha anymore. She cancels grusha. Now she marries somebody else, he can take her back. Because she didn't marry him. She never married him in the first place. He made it like she never married him. Even though this was a second marriage that she was mamayin in. But it shows that she's a ketana. This whole thing is just a rabbinic exercise of safety. But it's not any teeth to it as far as answering her to anything. Again, I don't know if I'm explaining myself well enough. What?
Well, what?
We'll get there. Well, it says the second husband divorced her.
I thought it was she's
a meal. She Reuven married Rachel, Kana. He divorced her. A rabbinic divorce. He remarried her. She did meal. Then she married Shimon. Simon is Garcia, she can go back to Reuven. Because we don't view her as a Grusha. Because of the subsequent Miyat.
There's a Miyat in between. The first mission said that she can go back. She can. Also, but he's just like a regular Grusha. If the first.
Again, by turn. Miyat Nagbai Verzira, we haven't had anything that I know what it's referring to. Miyat Nagbai Verzira. She did Mian, then he took her back, Benas Maget. Okay, so this is what happened. Reuven married Rachel, she did Mian. He remarried her, and he gave her a get. Venissus Lacher, and then she married somebody else. Venissa Amrloy is Gaisha, Asura Lachzoloy, because she's a Grusha. Her current status is a Grusha from Reuven. Even though she had done Mian, but then she got married and did it. The last thing was a get. So we view it as a get, then he can't remarry her. So it depends on the order here. Was Reuven Megarish her at the end, or was she Memayin and Reuven at the end? And that will determine whether she's considered ever having been married to Reuven or not. Zaklau, get Achamian Asura Lagzaloi, Mian Achaget Mutaris Lagzaloi. Whatever is last counts. Rashi, Zach Lau, and Rashi explains, what are we adding by saying this? The Rashi claimed, I feel a pumim harbe higirsha. He did this many times. Vekzira miyana. Reuven married Rachel, divorced her, married her, divorced her, married her, divorced her, did miyan, divorced her, back and forth and back and forth. Very rocky relationship. In Vekzira, Nisus lachem mitech yet, tzura lachzulay. Mitech amiyan, mutaris lachzulay. I do. Alamenas be'ish v'nistas la'achar. She did Mian and Reuven and married Shimon. V'girusha and Shimon divorced her. La'achar, she married Levi, Mianabai, and did Mian and Levi. La'achar, then she did marry Yehuda, v'girusha. Okay, this woman was married to four different husbands in the Ketana, and she did Mian in number one and number three, and got a get to number two and number four. So the halacha is Zaklau, because she yaitze menu beget asura lagzoloi, the miyu mutarach lagzoloi. Then she married husband number five, and he died, and she wants to go back to one of the original husbands. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda all were married to her. The answer is she can marry Reuven and Levi, but she can't marry Shimon and Yehuda. Actually. Even though she married Levi after Shimon divorced her and she walked out of Levi, her Mian and Levi is not Mavato get of Shimon. The Gemara is going to have a contradiction. Without a marriage to somebody else, or with a marriage to somebody else? Halacha Magzik Rishasa is, a woman that's divorced and marries somebody else cannot go back to the first husband. If she didn't marry anybody else, she can go back to the first husband. Here, it depends what happened. Reuven married Rachel. He divorced. She did Mia. She married Shimon, and he divorced her. I don't know. She married Levi. She did Mia. She married Yehuda. He did a get. She married Yisachar, who died. And now she wants to go marry one of her first four husbands. So she can marry Reuben and Levi, and she can't marry Shimon and Yehuda. Again, a meal and a different husband. That's the chiddush. You're pointing out a very interesting point, and I wanted to stress it. Because the bottom line is she did Meir and Levi after Shimon's get. By doing Meir and Levi, she's showing these are not real marriages. So you could make an argument that even though Shimon terminated the relationship through a get, by her doing Meir to Levi later, she has destroyed everything, meaning it's not considered a get. Just like if she would have remarried the same husband, then he would have done Meir, it would have been like she never got divorced. By walking out on Levi, she's showing, I'm a little girl. This whole thing is a rabbinic. It doesn't make any, because there's no concept.
Canceled the get with that husband?
And not with another husband. That's exactly what it's saying. You can make an argument, both ways the opposite. You can make an argument that Mian doesn't cancel a get, and you can make an argument that Mian should cancel a get even with a different husband. There's two arguments to be made here. The Mishnah doesn't accept either of those arguments. It says Mian will cancel his get, it won't cancel somebody else's get. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Now, in the Gemara, there's going to be contradictions. The way the Mishnah worded it, there'll be inferences that are contradictory, as we will see. Zog the Gemara weiter. Alma asi Mian mevato get. If you read the first line of the Mishnah, first case, Reuven married Rachel. She got divorced. She remarried Reuven and did Mian. Says she's not considered ever having been married to Reuven. Right? If she marries Shimon and he dies, she can go back to Reuven. That's what the Mishnah said. It means the Mian has taken away the get, as it means nothing. Reuven, same husband. Reuven married Rachel. He gave her a get. He remarried Rachel. There's nothing wrong in remarrying a Grusha. And then she did Mian. So the Mishnah says, it's as if she never got divorced from Reuven. Now, at this point, the Gemara does not understand the difference between two husbands and one husband. Right? The Gemara is saying, we see from our Mishnah, now let me try to explain this to the best of my ability. I hope I can articulate this. You know, Reb Chaim says, if you can't articulate it, you don't understand. So I understand this. I should be able to articulate it. We'll find out in a second. This marriage is a ketana. Ketanas can walk out of marriage acting ketana-like or acting adult-like. There's two ways to terminate a marriage to a ketana. One is to treat her like an adult, and one is she acts like a ketana. She pulls her immaturity card, her young card, and walks out of the marriage. It's a big difference. If a roommate married Rachel, forget our Mishnah, and divorced her, we give her a halacha of a grusha. Even though this marriage was rabbinic, it never had any biblical thing at all. She's a ketana. Her mother or brother was mekabel kedushin for her. It's only rabbinic. It's a rabbinic divorce, and we treat her like a grusha. Because this was done in an adult fashion. It was done in an adult fashion. This is the way adult marriages work. Marriage, divorce. This is an adult, a carbon copy of an adult marriage. And therefore, halakhically, we treat her like a grusha. Even though she never was married biblically. But she was married rabbinically, and the marriage terminated in a way that adult marriages terminate, which is gerushin. Yes, the Mishnah said she's possible in kula, and everything, all the consequences.
Including?
She can't marry his brother, she can't marry his father, she can't marry his son, she's Asatov's relatives.
But he can't remarry her.
Yes, he can. I don't want to get involved in that. Don't drag me there. If she walks out of the marriage, then she has terminated the marriage in a katana fashion. Very important to understand this difference. By terminating the marriage as a katana terminates the marriage, she makes it like there was no marriage, and we don't treat her like a grusha. She didn't go through the motions. She didn't act like an adult. She acted like a three-year-old. She walked out of a marriage. She's allowed to. But she's acting like an immature girl or a young girl. I won't call her immature. And therefore, Chazal say, it has no trappings of divorce. She nullified a marriage because she acted katana-like. In one way, she's being treated gedayla-like. And in one way, she's acting katana-like. When you're treated gedayla-like, there's consequences. When you act katana-like, there's no consequence. That's what the Mishnah said. Very important to understand this difference. Now, Reuven married Rachel. He divorced her. That's gedayla-like. She's now a divorcee. He remarries her. Perfectly legal to remarry her. And now she walks out katana-like. So it's up to Mishnah. She walked out katana-like. She's saying, this whole marriage to Reuven both times really was not anything to be considered like. Even though the first time it was adult-like, by walking out subsequently as a katana, she's pulling her katana card. And by pulling her katana card, it is not a regular marriage anymore. And therefore, even though at one point she went out gedayla-like, the katana-like cancels that gedayla-like. That's what the Mishnah said. Because she's acting katana-like. A get is going through the motions like a gedayla. A miyun is pulling a katana card. And a katana card makes no marriage. And then even though there was a get, but then there was a subsequent miyun to the same husband, she's acting katana-like. And once she acts katana-like, there's no reason to call her a grusha anymore.
Acting and
I don't mean acting and acting.
It's only when we're talking about
at this point. And the Gemara is going to prove that. That's exactly what we're headed for. Because you can make the argument, it shouldn't make a difference one husband or three husbands. It's the same thing. She married Reuben, he divorced her. She married Shimon, she walked out. By walking out of Shimon, she's showing I'm a katana. It should say, hello, this whole thing, this whole marriage is for nothing. You could make the argument that a miyun to Shimon makes her ice grusha to Reuven. Just like a miyun to Reuven makes her no grusha to Reuven, a miyun to Shimon should make it no grusha to Reuven.
Get out of the jail card. You know, she's playing like a game.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but we're inferring that.
But the Mishnah said not that way.
Right.
The Gemara views that as a contradiction. If acting like a katana nullifies a get, so why shouldn't acting like a katana to a second husband nullify the get of the first husband? It's the same idea.
Allowing you to remarry.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara asked.
This is not the girl who marries herself off after her father.
The same thing, brother. It's only that. All rabbinic. It makes no difference how it's rabbinic. Alma asim miyun b'vatul get. Uramini. Hamamenes beish v'nisnes lacha v'girsha, lacha mina b'lacha v'girsha, the end of the Mishnah. Zakla, kol shiatsis hamena b'get asura l'achzoloi, b'miyun ha'meteres l'achzoloi. So the Mishnah differentiated between husbands, even though the miyun took place after the get.
Why don't you go to the
safe one?
You have to make the same
inference in the ratio. Alma, goyasim miyun l'chavrei v'batul get today. So it's a contradiction. The ratio seems to say miyun has b'ilti v'batul get. Even though the Mishnah talked about one husband, there's no reason to assume there's a difference. Pulling the Tanakh card nullifies all marriages. The Sefer is saying clearly not that way. And the Gemara does not at this point see a difference between who was married to her. And for the Gemara, I'm reviewed on Mishmul Tavra. You're right. It's a contradiction. Misha Shanazu, Lashanazu. You're 100% right. This Mishnah is contradictory. Thus, pulling the Tanakh card nullifies the past. The Reisha says yes. The Sefer says no. And therefore, there's a Machloikas in this Mishnah. That's how Shmuel views the Mishnah. I'm a Rava, my Kusha. Rava said, I don't get it. Duma being the day, Mavato get the day, being the Chavre, Loi Mavato get the day. Maybe there's a difference, one husband or multiple husbands. Why are you right away writing off this Mishnah as an argument? Just point out that we allow the Tana card to nullify his previous marriages, not someone else's. And I can make an argument of that logically, because to this guy, she was married and went through the trappings of a biblical divorce. So a subsequent meeting to a different husband does not affect that. But to the same husband, it does. Why are you making a machloikis in the Mishnah when there's a clear difference in the cases? One is the same husband, the one is different husbands. Zakta Gemara. Again, the inference is only because you know there's a difference. If there's no difference, the Mishnah is just teaching me, me and his mevato.
Had she not done mian to the first husband and left it as a divorce and married him, it's mashma that she's not allowed to marry.
The Mishnah in the first case is not talking about any subsequent husbands.
No.
The Mishnah is not talking about a mian done after a get to a different husband.
She's not on this armel and this garsha. Mashma. It's zero. Second last line.
I know the Mishnah.
It doesn't say
Omiya. No.
Oh, okay.
Frag the Gemara Mishnah. And now the Gemara is bothered. Why should it make a difference, one husband or two husbands? Isn't it the same Svara? The mian shows she's a ktana, and therefore all her marriages before were not really marriages. Why should it make a difference whether it was the first guy's divorce or the third guy's divorce? Who cares? Zuck the Gemara, a reason for this. Let me speak it out outside, and let me speak it out, then learn it inside. It's very simple. Reuven married this woman and divorced her. She marries Shimon. If she does Mian, she can go back to Reuven. Then Reuven will go while she's married to Shimon and try to induce her to do Mian to Shimon if he wants to marry her back. Because he can make it that he can marry her back. Again, Reuven divorced her. She married Shimon. Reuven decided he really wants her. She's married to Shimon. No problem. Hint to her. Give her a smile. You know how to do it. It's your wife. She lived with you for a while. I'll buy her an ice cream. It's a little girl, right? Buy her an ice cream. Buy her a doll. And then she'll be Mamayan and Shimon and come back to Reuven. And we don't want that. We don't want Reuven intervening in Shimon's marriage. Therefore, we say, if Reuven divorces her, and that's how the relationship to Reuven ended, can't take her back if she married anybody, because even though she does Mian and Shimon, right, it makes Shimon's marriage non-existent, but the bottom line is we don't want Reuven enticing her to do Mian from Shimon. So therefore we say you leave Reuven with a get. That's how it stands.
That was how he ended the marriage, exactly.
Zuck to Gemara, my stuff.
He can still do that stuff.
What?
If it didn't end with a get,
that's why you don't
worry. The Gemara's going to answer your question. Fred to Gemara, my stuff, me and the car, right, the limb of Vato get to today. I did the Makaras, very much of a good size of. She's nose is hints and finger movements, or eye movements. What does it say, good size of is? What?
Gestures and movements.
Azum is Shabbos and Maisela. He'll go and mess up the second marriage. He knows he has an Eitzah. He can get her out of the second marriage by getting her to do Mian. We don't want that to happen. Frek the Gemara, so Mian the day, Nami Le Levat will get you today. The idea that Mikros the Charisma and Maisel good says of as a Meshavish and Maisel. So let's say Reuven divorced her, took her back, and she did Mian. Then she married Shimon. So she's allowed to go back to Reuven. That's not halacha, because Reuven had Mian last. But why? Reuven's going to do the same thing and get her to do Mian. Get her to do Mian in Shimon. Again, Reuven divorced her. Then Reuven did Mian. He married her twice. The second one was Mian. We said, if she leaves Reuven and marries Shimon, she can go back to Reuven because the last one was Mian. That means you're allowing Reuven to interfere in Shimon's marriage. Zok the Gemara. The answer is Akvar Shivshul Yishtabshem. He tried it. It didn't work. She walked out. It's one thing to try to walk out and get the woman to come back if you divorced her, because she's not the one that walked out. You're the one that divorced her. So you have remorse. So you try to get her back. But if you divorced her, brought her back, and she walked out, we're not afraid that you're going to entice her to come back once she walked out. That's how the marriage ended. She walked out. She didn't want you. When you didn't want her, you can buy her an ice cream and a doll and show her that you do want her. So she'll go out of her second husband to come back to you. But if she walked out of the first husband, that means obviously the second marriage didn't work. She walked out. So we're not afraid that he's going to try to entice her to leave the next husband. Rashi. Tavra, Tashin Adadi. Why don't we say that a man to Shimon should be matter back to Reuven? The idol makaris b'rimaisav and kutzaisav, which are gestures and movements. What? Lift movements. The kama azam b'shabish lo homeser up adam amenes b'basher mahadala. He'll mess up the second marriage. So why weren't we afraid that even if she walked out with Mian, he'll mess up the second marriage? He couldn't keep her. You know, he's not going to try. She walked out on him. He tried to hold on to her. If she's walking out, that means he didn't divorce her. That means he wants to continue this. It didn't work. But if he dumped her, I'm sorry. And she loves him. The raya, she didn't walk out. He kicked her out. So basically, what we're saying is this: a woman that's divorced does not necessarily want this marriage to end. It ended against her will. So all you have to do is show remorse and say, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. She wants to come back, but she didn't walk out of your marriage. So now, it'll be an incentive for her to leave husband two and go back to husband one. We don't want that to happen. If Reuven, she was Mamayan in Reuven, that means she didn't want Reuven. There's no fear that Reuven's now, he tried to keep her, she's walking out. That means he didn't divorce her. She walked out. That means his persuasion didn't work. There's no reason to believe that his new persuasion will work. That's what the Gemara is. Now, I know you could say, oh, spend more money on her now. But normally, he tried, it didn't work. That's what it said.
But if she was a Mayan, he can't entice her back because she walked out.
He could. It won't work. He won't try.
He won't try because...
He tried. If she's a Mayan, that means...
Because she walked out on him.
If she's a Mayan, that means he didn't want to get rid of her. She got rid of him.
And the point is, he will not try to entice her again. He didn't want to leave her in the first place, so he won't try something tricky.
Well, he tried it the first time. It didn't work.
Being that she's a little girl,
again,
it still wouldn't work.
That's what we're assuming.
Okay.
Again, I know the argument that can be asked. He tried with us, Barbie doll. And now he's willing to get a bigger doll. I don't even know what these dolls are anymore. I'm out of the picture. Right?
We don't think that's considered.
He tried it with a bike, and now he can get her a scooter. You know what I mean? I don't know. We don't take that into consideration. She can't drive a car. She's a Tama. Right? So we have to get her a scooter. I mean, what is it called? Segway. I don't know what they're called. Whatever they're called. All I know is it's a pain to have them all over the street at night when you have these kids driving around those things. Really, I'm frightened always. What? Some have lights. Some don't even have lights. And they're all over the street at night. Some communities asked it because of that. Not the Geish communities. Some Rabbanim asked it because of the danger involved. Yeah, everything. It's one thing by daytime and nighttime. It's the bench itself, and what can I tell you? Okay. So, again, so Shmuel said it's a machloikas, and Rava answered, it's not a machloikas. It depends, because Rava said he's svara to differentiate whether she's mamayin in marriage two, or she was mamayin in marriage one. If she's mamayin in marriage two, we're afraid that Ruvain enticed her. Whereas she's mamayin in marriage one, enticement didn't work. That's what we're saying. Frek the Gemara li kasha ha kasha. But if there's a kasha, I'm sorry, el di kasha, the chavre al the chavre kasha. We have a contradiction in whether mian of the second husband allows her to go back to the first husband, meaning, which we assume now not, we have a contradiction in that. Where's the contradiction? It sounds like this. Mian abayv that zira. First case in the Mishnah. She did mian, and he took her back. Nasul aget, v'nisus l'achar, v'nis amrla nisgarsha, asura l'achzulay. Let's set up the case. Ruvi married her, she did mian. He took her back, he gave her a get. She married Shimon, and Shimon either divorced her or got widowed. She got widowed. She can't go back to Ruvi, because Ruvi left off with a get, and since Ruvi left off with a get, she's a grusha. She got married to Shimon. It's Magzah Grusha. That's what we said. But listen to the Diyuk. The Mishnah has the second marriage end with Almana or Grusha. Listen to the case of the Mishnah. She married Reuven, she did Mian. She married Reuven again, she got a get. She married Shimon and either had a get or widowed. Doesn't say Mian. What if Shimon would have, she would have done Mian and Shimon? Why didn't the Mishnah say that either Reuven Shimon died, or divorced her, or she did Mian? She can't go back to Reuven. Doesn't say that. The inference is that if she would do Mian and Shimon, she could go back to Reuven. That means Mian and Shimon does cancel the get of Reuven. That's the inference. Because if not, why didn't the Mishnah say she married Reuven, he divorced her, she married Shimon, and I don't care how Shimon's marriage ended. Divorce, death, Mian. She can't go back to Reuven. Doesn't say that. It says divorce or death. Mashma Mian, she could go back. That means the Mishnah infers that Mian to husband two cancels the get of husband one. Dr. Gemara, ha Miana, time in Elisarim is Gaisho, ha Miana, Muteris Lachzaloi. I'm asking me as a chavre mevatel you to the day. We're a mini. I'm a man as vish v'nisus lacha v'kirsha save in the Mishnah. She's a man and one man married a second man and divorced to lacha v'yidah was that cloud. Kol she yata se me men and beget asura lachzaloi v'mian mataris lachzaloi. I'm asking me as a chavre mevatel you to the day. So it's a contradiction. The inference of the Reisha is a mian of Shimon would cancel Reuven's get. The Sefer clearly says it doesn't. Contradiction. Amar Ablazer, Tavra. Yishanazu, Yishanazu. You're right. It's a machlokes tanoim.
What were your first opinion
The first opinion did it even by the guy himself. So Rava said, you don't have to do that. But then the Gemara said, but the inference is a contradiction. So here Ablazer says, you're right. It ends up being a machlokes tanoim, which ends up like the first opinion. But the reason of the first opinion didn't work.
You might have explained that. I didn't understand. If she gets a get, it's like a grown-up thing, as opposed to meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's really doing a bal karka.
Well, every get is bal karka.
I'm sorry?
Every get is bal karka.
Yeah, so what if she's showing that's so grown up, that she's going through the most...
I didn't say she's showing. It was treated like a grown-up marriage.
We treat it like that, not so. It's not that she's grown. Okay,
correct.
That's the part I meant. I mean, when you say Yishanazu, Loshanazu, that means this is Rabbi Yehuda put it together.
Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi put together two Mandi Amrim in the same Mishnah.
That means, in simple terms, this Mishnah is not valid. Is that what it means? You can't take it. If it's done, if you have a stira, you can't answer. That means that something's wrong, right?
No. it means it's a machlekes tanoim.
When do we ever say that thing in a stira and we have no answer? So that means it's the whole thing doesn't start from the beginning. We never had something like that?
That's not what it's saying here.
I'm saying, but if you have a steer on something that you can't answer, that means this thing is, you misinterpreted it, meaning you're missing words from it or something that...
Or it's two different tanoim speaking.
That's what we're saying now, but I'm saying sometimes we have it...
Give me a case where it's...
I'm not going to say something that I know and you don't know. I don't want to do that.
It's okay, I'll give you a recess.
But the class doesn't.
I'll take a vote.
No, I'm not joking around. I'm just saying...
I don't know of a case like that.
Anything that is a stira, you don't say, sometimes you don't say this, that, oh, the first part is...
Yeah, we did have a case in the third parak of Yevamos that Rabbi Yechiel said, Mishnah zu eini yedei mishana. I don't know who authored this Mishnah. He didn't say it was a mistake. He just says he doesn't know the tana of the Mishnah. I don't remember ever saying a Mishnah was a mistake.
How about prices?
Yes.
Why? What's different?
Because they don't have the Messiah that the Mishnah had. Rebbe authored to Mishnayos, put together Mishnayos impeccably. There's no mistake.
Does that answer my question? Is it the difference between a Mishnah and a Brisa?
Correct. Except the Brisas of Rabbi and Rabbi Shia, which are also impeccable. That's what the Gemara says. His Brisas. Brises came from all different kinds of Bata Midrashim. Rav Chiya organized Brises, Rav Aisha organized Brises. Those are on a higher level.
Regular Brises, they didn't.
Might be a mistake. Other Brises might be mistaken.
There's two cases, right? I mean, the Risha itself brings two cases. Once where the Gerish gave a get, and then Mian, and then Mian, and then get. And it brings, it says one way it does, one way it does, a mother. We never learned straight to miyun after miyun, where one does miyun and then another one does miyun. What would be the law?
Of course she's mutter.
Why, of course?
She was mutter the first, she's mutter the second.
You see it by the last case.
Again, I don't see what the have mean that she's not mutter.
Okay, so when he gives. What's
the have mean?
Okay, so I'm just saying, is that something we need to infer?
No, it's self understood. I mean, you want to call it an inference?
Well, here it says here. The last case says that she's mutter to Ruve, even after she's gone through a mean and two other divorces.
Rashi. Don't you actually? Hamina Mutaris Wax of the region, Alma Asin Mian, the Chavre, Megala, a Katniss, the Megala and her Katniss, Mavatu Gita Mikama. The Gemara answered, Samachlaikas. Ula Amar, Ula says no. Don't you shusha begitten, the Mechzik Igdailo. Ula says, the halacha is, Shimon's Mian cancels Ruvain's get. However, if she has three gitten, either from the same husband or from different husbands, acting three times with a get doesn't let Mian cancel it anymore. This girl, she got married at 7. Did Mian, got married either another husband or the same husband and did get. Married again, Mian, another get. Mian, other get. At this point, Mian doesn't help anymore because she did three getting. Three getting establishes her already like a married lady. Svara, Rashi, let's say how Rashi words it. So Shosha begetting, Shaitia, Shalosh, Mama beget. The Mechzikig Dailam. This already makes her look like an adult, whether she likes it or not. Before she does it, get three times. Point out that the Mishnah only had two gitten, and now we're saying it was three gitten. That means the Mishnah didn't give you the whole case. But anyway.
The question is, the whole thing, is this something that the belt sees, or something that if Mian helps, that's the Rashi Katana. Who cares how many getting there are?
I guess it's a perception.
A what?
Perception. I like to use that word. Perception.
What if all three getting are the same husband?
Make no difference. Three getting or three getting?
But three getting are interrupted by
the name.
Makes no difference.
Even if she never married somebody else.
Doesn't make a difference. She has three getting. Three getting makes her adult. What? According to this tariff, if she does mean after three gittin, she cannot. We never had a case of three gittin.
There's not another husband.
Makes no difference.
She can still go back to the first husband.
Why are you saying that? Not according to this tariff.
Even any lady who's only been married to the same husband can go back.
Oh, yeah, because you give me a marriage to Shasta, correct? Yes.
You agree with him, though?
If she never married anybody else, yes. No, but the difference would be she got married to Reuven four times. The first three times ended in divorce, the fourth time ended in Mian, and then she married Shimon.
Right.
She can't go back to Reuven. Even though the last marriage ended in Mian. That's what I meant to say. You're right.
Is there a mitzvah
by
this?
There's no... Is there? It's
I'm not talking about three cases, three divorces.
Well, that depends if you hold it to machlokes or not. It's what we just went through. If it's after, it's machzor grushasa midrabanan. If it's mutter, it's not machzor grushasa.
There is a midrabanan.
If it's after, not every case is after.
But it's mutter,
it doesn't. How can she still use
mian? Why not? After she's had three divorces.
Doesn't say she can't use Mian, it just says Mian won't take away the fact that she's a divorcee. That's all it says.
And now she can't marry a Cohen.
Can't marry a Cohen. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Mantana. We said that there's two Tanoim in the Mishnah. We'd like to have a name here. Who says that Mian of a friend, right, is not Mavato, the get of the previous husband? Who says that? We'd like a name. And the answer is we don't have a name, we don't have a name. But if we can find the name, we'd like to find the name. Not the Gemara, I'm reviewed on my Rav, my Dixiv, it says in the Pasuk, Meimeinu Bekesef Shesinu. Our waters, we had to pay for it.
Drink.
To drink. We had to pay to drink our waters. Eitzeinu, I don't know if it's translated as wood or as our council.
Wood.
Some translated as council. Bemechir Yavoyu. Cost money. Cost an exchange. We had to pay for this. It wasn't free. What is it referring to? B'shasa sakana nizbaksha halachazu. It was a time of danger. You couldn't learn Torah. And we had to know the b'shat nis halacha. Hare shahol yatsami rishim beget v'sheini b'mir. We had the shayla. Ektana got married. She left the first husband with a get. The second husband with mir. And our question was, ma'o shetagzu l'rishin. Can she go back to the first husband or not? And... it was a time of danger. You couldn't ask. You couldn't go to people and learn. So what'd you do? Sakru Adam Echa Ba'arba Me'ezuz. They hired a man. They paid a man 400 zuz. It's a huge amount of money. Eksuba is 200 zuz. It's a double the Eksuba. A huge amount of money. V'shol v'shem Akiva b'beis hasur. And they got somebody to ask him Akiva when he was in jail. That's right. V'yatar. And he said, she can't go back to the first husband. That's from Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan. Etzivan was chutz l'aretz. They went to Yehuda ben Beseir who was out of Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't so dangerous. V'yatar, and he said, it's usher too.
I mean, they paid this guy 400, right? Who's he endangering?
Himself.
And Rabbi Kiva.
Well, but he was in jail. I mean, they're killing him anyway. He's on his way to get killed. He's not really endangering Rabbi Akiva as much as he's endangering himself.
This was a problem. But Rabbi Akiva do that, he's doing that story, that Remiza thing?
And it doesn't say how they did it here. I don't think the Yerushalmi says they did it this. I don't know. Can't answer. But you're thinking about the amount of money to pay. It's amazing. Like paying a guy $50,000 to get an answer to halach. 400 zuz. A lot of money. Pay a guy, I need to get an answer to Shiloh. He was $50,000. Get the answer from Rabbi Akiva.
Why? Bribe the guards. That's what he did.
Again, it's a lot of money.
How else are you going to get it?
He's from BC.
This is more of an exaggeration or whatever the term is.
I don't think so. I didn't see any.
Every Torah used that constantly, 400?
I don't think so. I think he uses 300, not 400. It seems that, I don't know. I didn't see anybody say it was an exaggeration.
Ari Zivotofsky pointed out to me.
What?
Ari Zivotofsky pointed out to me that number 400 is...
Remember, again, I didn't see anybody here say it. Rashi, Mishasa Sakana, Mantanas Amelah Mishishana Zula Shana Zul, Mishasa Sakana, Shenigzer Shlo Yasku B'Tayram. Bekesu Shesinu, Aidei Schirus Lamadnu. We learned it by paying. We paid for this. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yaisi says, "Lezu lo yitzrachnu." We didn't need that answer. Because Itzer Kaya Shatarta, Itzer Lav Lekochkin. He's saying, "Listen, we let a woman walk out of a marriage with me in, right? Without a get. So you're going to say for Magzug Rishasa, it is a get." Meaning, if Mian cancels HSH, it can cancel Magzug Rishasa. That's what Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yaisi feels. He argues. He holds that wasn't the Shiloh. What was the Shiloh? A different Shiloh. So here you have a Machloikas. Rav is quoting the Rabbi Kiva that it's Usher. And Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yaisi said it's not Usher. Mian took away HSH. Mian's not going to cancel and make it not Magzug Rishasa.
What is the class bothered by?
They asked the Kasha. They also asked the Kasha, why do you need two? If Rabbi Kiva asked it, why did you send Rabbi Yehuda
Ben Zera? I'm saying it differently.
I don't have good answers to any of this. So I'm going to say, you need two, Davar Shem Erva, you need two. I'm not bothered by this. Why are they asking two people?
My question is, why do you risk not only risking someone's life, but you'd like to know where Rabbi Kiva is at?
Rabbi Kiva is the God of Adar.
But you can't get to him.
You obviously can.
No, but you can get to Nitzivan.
But you obviously can. Now, I don't know. I made up that Nitzivan wasn't dangerous. Maybe both were dangerous.
I have no idea.
I understood that Nitzivan was chutzlar. It's saying he was in Nitzivan. Meaning he wasn't in jail. So I don't know. Nitzivan was chutzlar, so maybe they couldn't learn their Torah either. I don't know. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, as Rabbi Shmuel, but I basically hit you like you see now. The Rav Pollock. They're not, they didn't answer this case. Rabbi Yudim Mesera. Tanoi, the Kamer Hainu, Rav, Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yaisi. The Rav Nami Tano. Who's the Machloikas Tanoim? Rav's version was that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yudim Mesera answered, and Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yaisi said that wasn't the Shiloh. This is a chorus. This is a righteous issue of Katam Yemenabal Eget. You let her walk out of a marriage without a get. That means you say it's nothing. For Magzug Rishasa, it's not enough to remove the first get. He doesn't understand it. So what was the Shiloh? So we'll start it today. The Shiloh that happened was, Harishahoysa Eishasish, Eishasachi Imai, Shishni Eloi. What happened was, this woman was somebody's mother's brother's wife, which is not an erva. It is a shnia. Reuven's mother's brother is a shnia to him, his wife. Reuven's mother's brother's wife.
His uncle's wife.
It depends which uncle, because there's different kinds of uncles. I'm stressing mother's brother's wife. And Nasa Akamavith, Reuven's paternal brother, married Reuven's mother's brother's wife. To him, it's not related at all. It's not his mother. Right? Reuven and Shimon are half-brothers. Shimon is marrying Reuven's mother's brother's wife. It's perfectly legal. It's a shnia. Now, she's a ksana. Umeis. And now, Shimon died. And Reuven has a mitzvah midaraisa to do chalitza or yibum. But he can't do yibum because he's a shnia. Can she do mian and, right, can she do mian and therefore she was never married to Shimon, she was only married to Shimon rabbinically, she was a ktana, and then have Yibum. Now, we had earlier that if it's a daughter-in-law, a daughter, she can't do mian because nearest katsaris erva. But this is not an erva, this is a shnia. So we allow mian to remove shnia to be able to do Yibum. We had a case similar. Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, rabbinically. Reuven died. Shimon can't do Yibum to his daughter or to her tzara, but she's a Kana. Let her do Mian. Answer is, nearest guitarist ever, we will continue this tomorrow.